Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. Today, I am your host. It is me, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. Very happy to be here. Very excited to be back in front of the mic and talking about all things beauty today. So obviously Harry isn't here today, unfortunately. She's off being super busy again. It's literally like, please stop being so successful. No, never. I will never ask my friend to stop being so successful for my own selfish needs. So hopefully she'll be back with us next episode. I'm almost fairly 100% certain that she will be. And because we don't have Harry this week, and because quite frankly, I don't have that much of a voice left, I'm fine. Let's not start any scaremongering. I have really bad allergies. It's really windy in LA at the moment, and all of the grass pollen is up. As some of you know, I've talked about this a couple of times. I've been going through sort of a health MOT, so I changed my health insurance coverage in America. And I'm allergic to everything, it turns out. One of the things my new doctor did was test me for allergies. I'm allergic to LA. I'm allergic to all the grasses. I'm allergic to all the trees. I am allergic to my own fur children. I'm allergic to Harry's fur children. I'm allergic to horses. The only animal apparently I'm not allergic to is geese. Our geese is a geese, is a goose. Basically, I can get a pet goose. That's what I learned from my allergy tests. Probably not getting a pet goose. So instead, I'm just going to be allergic to everything and keep losing my voice. But because I'm losing my voice, what I thought we would do today for our main feature is enjoy an interview from the past. So many of you will have seen this if you're in the UK, but a new series of 10 Years Younger just started back at home. And the incredible, absolutely wonderful, utterly, utterly, utterly glorious Hannah Martin is the makeup artist on the show. And a bunch of people messaged us when this was announced, and Hannah talked about it on her Instagram. And they said, would you get Hannah on Full Coverage? And I said, we've already had Hannah on Full Coverage, but yes, please, we love her very much. She's so wonderful. Because we haven't been able to organize a new interview just yet, what I've done is go back into the archives and pull the original interview that she and I did together a couple of years ago when she was still in her old job at Bobbi Brown, which is actually really interesting listening back to it, listening to what that job is as creative director at Bobbi Brown and as a makeup artist and how she got her start. I mean, that hasn't changed. Her life story hasn't altered. All that's done now is she's left Bobbi Brown and she's on 10 Years Younger, which is pretty marvellous. So I thought what we would do for a main feature this week is listen to that chat with Hannah in case you missed it. And if you did listen to it last time, have another listen. I mean, it's a hard recommend. I've just got to say, I know I just said it was really windy outside and I just looked out my window and there is a poor little hummingbird being blown around all over the place. And I don't know what to do. It seems all right, right? It's a hummingbird. It lives through wind. It knows what it's doing. It's just, it's being buffeted around like crazy. There it goes. It's still moving around. It's fine. I wish I could show you. Oh dear, living in LA is a wonderful and bizarre thing. So that's what's coming up. Will be the main feature will be my chat with Hannah Martin, the incredible makeup artist from 10 Years Younger. Before that, I've got loads of new news to share with you. And of course, I've got the highlight of the week coming up. But let's dive into that new news. What I want to start with is an event that I went to at the end of last week. So if you saw this on my Instagram or on the Full Coverage Instagram or on my Instagram at Lindsay Kelk or at Full Coverage Pod, I went to a Pixi event. So Pixi just launched a bunch of new products and they celebrated by having a farmer's market in LA, which was really nice. Like, we get invited to a lot of events and a lot of them are just, I mean, they're always lovely and it's always wonderful to be invited. But this one was really nice. It was in the daytime, which is nice. You don't have to go out at night. And it was at an event space. It was at this house in Hollywood, and they took over the whole house and the garden and made a farmer's market. So each stall of the market had a different strand of the Pixie Beauty products on it. So there was one with Milky Cleansers, one with Glow Tonic, one with their makeup. And it was just really lovely and really well done and just so pleasant. And it made me think, oh, do you know what? I haven't paid a lot of attention to Pixie other than Caroline's Double Cleanse and the Glow Tonic. What else do they have? One of the things they have right now, they have tons of new stuff, honestly, that is well worth a look. But the big thing that jumped out to me was this Hydrating Solid Cheek Tint, the On The Glow Blush. Now, they had multiples before. They had like chubby stick type things. But now they have these On The Glow Cheek Blushes, and I love them so much. So there are three shades. There's sort of a very pale, pretty pink, a corally colour, and this sort of rosy ruby colour. I've got the rosy ruby colour. It's just called ruby. It's not rosy ruby. It's ruby. Because it shears out really nicely, and against my fair skin with my blue eyes, it made them pop really nicely. So I liked it. But yeah, I mean, I love a multi-stick, you know me. But this is just really, really nice. They've also got some really nice lipsticks. They had some really nice eyeshadow palettes. So I think what we're going to do is get a bunch of it in and try and do a bit of a general Pixie trial and let you know how that goes. Because, you know, it's a really affordable brand and it's a really nice brand. So maybe we should get a bunch of it in. Do you have a favourite Pixie product? Is there anything in the Pixie lineup that you would like us to test in, like, specifically for you right now? Let us know, obviously, at Full Coverage Pod all over social media, or the Full Coverage Beauty Lovers group on Facebook. You can find us there. Please let us know. We would love to know how you feel about Pixie. But yeah, a bunch of new stuff. Really excited about On The Glow Blush. I think that is really, really nice. Also up, a brand that, you know, we know and love and had a bunch of new launches lately is Elemis. So Elemis, as you know, like, it used to be all about the Pro Collagen Marine Cream. Now they have a bunch of different strands. We've got the, I don't know if it's easy to group them by packaging color, which I know is kind of what they want, but also not really, or by their brand. So there's the superfood range, which is the very green packaging, which is supposed to be sort of their millennial, aimed at younger skins, very focused on foodie type ingredients and antioxidants and things like that. So the superfood range has two new products. We've got the Cica Calm Hydration Juice and the Cica Calm Cleansing Foam. Now, Jeff, not a millennial, loves the superfood range. So I gave him the Cica Calm Hydration Juice Gel Moisturizer to try when it came in, and he really loved it. Now, he doesn't need a ton of hydration in his skin. He isn't someone that has dry skin, and he really, really liked it. I liked it, but I felt like I wanted to put a moisturizer over the top of it, but then I'm very dehydrated. So I loved it as a burst of hydration, but I wanted something over the top of it for sure. The Cica Calm Cleansing Foam, I really like. I really, really, really like this as a morning cleanse. It just feels like it just gets all that morning dirt or whatever's been left off your face overnight of your product, takes it away, cleanses it without drying. Big fan of that. The two products that I am most excited about for sure are from the Elemis Peptide 4 range. Now, massive fan of this. Really, really like the cream to oil serum that they have in this range. I really like the Peptide 4 range, sorry, in general. It's that really pretty purple that fades down into white packaging. It's very sophisticated. It's very much aimed at your man here, your 39-year-old lady friend, Lindsay. So I feel like they've done a good job with this. The thing that I'm really, really, really excited about that they've launched in this range is a Peptide 4 Overnight Radiance Peel. Now, a big criticism that's leveled at Elemis quite a lot of the time from some of the skincare peeps is that it doesn't do a lot with actives. It has a lot of really nice serums, it has a lot of really nice moisturizers, it has its gorgeous cleansing balm, but it doesn't really do much in the way of acids or actives, things like that. Loads and loads of brilliant serums, yes. Loads and loads of great oils, yes. Do they have a lot of acids or exfoliating treatments apart from the papaya enzyme mask, which I love? No, but do they have this now? Yes. So this is really exciting because it is a lactic acid overnight serum. So we're thinking Good Genes, we're thinking the new Biosense Squalane lactic overnight serum. Yay, this is what we wanted. I am really excited about this because it is part of the Peptide 4 range. It's also really gentle, really mild. It's got a milky texture to it. It's really, really lovely. So even though it's overnight peeling with, it's not a peel. It's called a peel. It doesn't peel away your skin. It's an exfoliating treatment. So it's lactic acid, which is AHAs, overnight. The AHAs and the lactic acid are derived from hibiscus flowers, which is nice. So the idea is that you wake up with a more even and radiant complexion. It says you can use it daily. I haven't used it daily because my skin's been quite reactive lately, but I've used it every couple of nights and it's just really, really nice. So this first, followed by a night cream, everyone's a winner. You don't have to rinse it off, you don't have to drop it off. It's just a serum that you leave on, much like Good Genes. It's really, really, really lovely. And then the other Peptide 4 product that has launched, again, like, I'm a fan of it. I just am more of a fan of the peel because I just think that was missing from Elemis's range. And it's something that I love in my skincare routine, is the Peptide 4 Antioxidant Hydra Serum. So this is obviously me more of a moisturizing, hydrating serum than the lactic option, which is an exfoliating serum. But huge, huge fan of this as well. So on the nights that I haven't been using the exfoliating lactic serum, I keep making up words. It's not lactate. That's the milk I drink. The nights I'm not using the lactic acid serum, I'm using this antioxidant hydra serum under my moisturizer, and my skin is very, very pleased with me. Massive, massive props to both of those products. For me, Elemis, and I guess Jeff wants you to know he likes the Seeker Calm. So thanks very much. Something you have no doubt seen all over social media this week is a new eye product from Glossier, and it is the Sky Wash. I've been watching James Bond films. Is anyone watching all the James Bond films in preparation for the new one? Because we just watched Skyfall, and when Skywash came out, I just really wanted to sing Skywash to the tune of Skyfall. But I won't, because I'm losing my voice. Skywash, it's here. It is with us. It wasn't even teased. It was just like, it's out now, guys. It is a liquid cream eyeshadow from Glossier, which is described as a sheer matte lid tint. So the thing here is, when they dropped Lid Stars on us a couple of years ago, which I absolutely adored, they are not matte. They're kind of sparkly. They're kind of pretty. We like them so much. This is a sheer matte tint. So matte eyelid product. Matte eye lovers, this is for you. And I know there's a lot of you out there. It's a liquid to powder eyeshadow. It gives a diffused, soft effect. There are some really interesting colors here. There is a baby blue, like Pool, I think it's called. Pool is a cornflower blue. There's also Pebble in a neutral taupe. There is Echo, a cocoa brown. Terra, a burnt sienna. Valley, in a warm peach shade. Palm is a golden beige. And Lawn is a really interesting, bright, acidic, citric, fresh green. It's a really citrusy color. It's really interesting. And I'm really keen to see who is buying Pool and who is buying Lawn, because they are, I would say, the two most unusual shades in this range. The rest of it seems to be very much in a Glossier world, neutral, sort of burned out desert colors. Really pretty, really easy to wear. There you go, inspired by dreamy Southwest landscapes. And in case you don't know, Southwest of America is where all the desert is. So we're thinking Arizona, you're thinking Sedona, you're thinking all those beautiful colors that you would see in a desert. Apart from Lawn, where you won't see many lawns because it's a desert. But I'm not going to pick them up on that, whatever. I mean, sure. I haven't got these to test yet. I'm sure Harry has them winging their way to her. So as soon as we test these out, I'll let you know. I think it's really interesting that they're going matte because people have complained, and we had a lot of people message us asking why Lid Star, their original eyeshadow, liquid eyeshadow, was out of stock. So a bunch of the Lid Stars apparently are out of stock and have not been in stock for a very long time. Yeah, three of the six. So Lily is out of stock, Moon is out of stock, and Slip is out of stock. You can still get Cub, Fawn, and Herb, which are probably my three favourites anyway, so you'll be fine. But they are the sort of more glistening, sparkly eyeshadows. So I'm curious if they're replacing Lidstar with Skywash. Who came up with the name? Anyway, but if Lidstar was your jam and it is now sold out, I do want to draw your attention to something that just came out from L'Oreal, and that is the L'Oreal Brilliant Eyes Liquid Eyeshadows. These, I would say, really nicely bridge the gap between Lidstar's and the Stila shimmering liquid eyeshadows. There are a bunch of colors that are very much in the Stila world. There is a red that is stunning, that is radiant ruby, and that is very similar to one of the Stila colors. But then there's also this really beautiful blackish greenish stunning color called Royal Onyx, which is very, very similar to Herb/Herb in Lidstar. So if you are looking for more of a sparkly, shimmery liquid eye, liquid powder eye, definitely go and check out those L'Oreal Brilliant Eyes. They're absolutely beautiful. They are really reasonably priced. I would say they don't fully dry down to a total powder finish. I had a bit of trouble. I did a liquid eyeliner over the top of them and I had a bit of transference, but like a tiny bit of transference. And you can always finish them off with a powder that's similar over the top if that is your jam, if that's what you want. I've got a gorgeous shade in Diamond Drop that is a really very, very easy to wear neutral pinkish color that's got some shimmer to it, that just is sort of a your eyelids but 1,000 times better because of the shimmery prettiness. And I've been using that as a base and loving it. It's very similar to the Natasha Denona liquid eyeshadow that I liked, but at a much lower cost, as you can imagine. So, yeah, look out for Skywash if you want to put neon green matte liquid powder eyeshadow on your eyes. And look out for Brilliant Eyes if you are looking for something a bit more shimmery, a bit more affordable, available at the drugstore. And also, I'd like to think they've named them after us because, you know, there's difficult eyes out there struggling, bless her. And then L'Oreal was like, how about some Brilliant Eyes? And we said, yes, thank you. That sounds wonderful. Also in new news this week, this is an interesting one. We mentioned this when they announced it and I was a bit like, curious to see how this is going to work out. Drunk Elephant have launched or announced their hair care line. So the first products have now been confirmed. They will be a TLC Happy Scalp Scrub, which will be $36. It's a AHA-BHA acid blend that will clean away the basic crap on your scalp. There's a Cocomino glossing shampoo for $25, a sulfate-free, color-safe blend of coconut-based surfactants. So in theory, that will clean and moisturize your hair without stripping the color out of it. There's also the Cocomino Marula cream conditioner for $25. Again, there's a lot of cocoa coming here, isn't there? Here's the thing, you're using coconut oil and then it's $25 and I'm like, oh, coconut oil's dead cheap. But it's in really nice Drunk Elephant packaging, so I'm, you know, don't listen to me. And then there's also the Wild Marula Tangle Spray for $25, which is described as a super fine weightless leave-in mist that effectively detangles and smooths while restoring natural movement. So that's interesting. So two shampoos, a scalp scrub, and a tangle spray. So that's really interesting. I don't know what I thought was going to come. Scrub is nice because I like it's basically a clarifying shampoo. It's called a scrub. I don't know. There are exfoliating beads in there. They're made of plant cellulose, so they're not nasty microplastics, which we like. I like a clarifying step every so often in my hair care. The four products here altogether are $100, $100 for four products. It's definitely not the most expensive stuff out there. And compared to the Drunk Elephant skincare, it's really reasonably priced, I guess. But you can get really great shampoos and conditioners for less than that. Just saying. But I do like the packaging. It's very much that Drunk Elephant vibe, the white with the bold color that lets you know which product is which. But yeah, so that's something to keep out your eye on. It's going to be out in March. So that's the first thing we're seeing from Drunk Elephant since they were bought out. This is their first big step into something new. interesting. I am interested. I did just want to flag this one thing, which is the Urban Decay Wired Pressed Pigment Palette is out now. We've mentioned this. We talked about it. I showed it on Instagram Live when it came out. We had a lot of messages and a lot of questions about this because the palette is shown separated into two sections, and there are four shades separated away from the other six that say they are pigments and that they are not safe for eyes. Now, people got really stressed about this and they were like, well, why would that be? Why would that be? It's an eyeshadow palette. This is crazy. Just use products that are safe for eyes. And I just wanted to clarify some of it. Now, obviously, I'm not a scientist. Please do not take my advice to heart without verifying with a scientist if you have any concerns. But basically, the way this has been explained to me by my friends at various brands is, this is the weirdest thing. So as you all know, for anything to be used in cosmetics, it has to be cleared by various health and safety bodies. Now, generally speaking, the rules in the EU and I guess the former EU, SOB, are much more stringent than they are in the US, to the tune of thousands of ingredients. There are thousands of ingredients you cannot use in the EU for cosmetics. Now, in the US, it's literally like 13. It's an obscene number compared to the EU number. Literally thousands versus, I don't know, a few, where they're like, yeah, don't put like lead on your face. And then whoever was in charge of that department got moved on and put in charge of unicorns and pixies. I don't know. But it's really distressing. So usually most of the cosmetic industry plays by EU rules because obviously they want to be able to sell in the EU. And you know that everything is going to be safe. And that is great. That's what you want. Now, there is this one random exception that proves the rule here, is that a bunch of colours that are considered safe in the EU are not approved in the US. So in the US, where it is 1,000, possibly approximately 12,000 times more easy, 12,000 times easier to get your product approved, they won't approve this pigment, this particular pigment. Whereas in the EU, they're like, yeah, fuck it. If they want to put it on their face, let them. It's not going to do any harm. It's just going to potentially stain delicate eye areas. Now, I am very cautious about these colors. It tends to be neons. It tends to be products in the red family. In the Urban Decay Wired palette, it is a purple, a pink, an orange, and a coral. All colors in the red family, because the red dye that they use to get the intensity of the pigment has been shown to stain certain skins. So I have very fair, very thin, delicate skin around the eye area. So I would fully expect and anticipate these colors to cause some staining on me. The way I would get around that would be to use a foundation, to use a primer over the foundation, and to probably dust either a translucent powder or a lighter eyeshadow powder, neutral eyeshadow powder, before I use them. If I were so inclined to use them, it would not stop me using them. I am not telling you you should. The packaging says they are not safe for the eye area. You should make of that what you will. In the US, they are not approved. In other countries, they are approved. It's very confusing, but it says not safe for the eye area. It isn't because they're going to literally set your face on fire or anything like that. It's because of a staining. So I just wanted to clear that up. I know there's a lot of confusion around it, and I know it's dumb and they should just figure it out and everyone should get together and pay for the testing and get it sorted out. But I mean, you've seen what happens. People can't get their act together around whether or not vaccinations are a good idea in this country. So they're not going to get their act together on whether or not they should get an eyeshadow tested, are they? So let's leave it there. The palette is out. It's been very successful. I've seen incredible, incredible looks created with it. And I'm excited about it. That's how that is going down. Now, one more new product, to let you know about. And this is exciting because it also comes with news of a giveaway. QMS Medicosmetics. You know how Harry and I feel about our collagen serums from QMS. I have never recommended a product to as many people and had exclusively positive feedback. Everyone I know that bought the QMS collagen serums and have used them since me and Harry recommended them have told me that they love them. This makes me extremely happy because I could not be happier with those products. I cannot imagine now my skincare routine without the day and night collagen serums. They are exceptional. I love them. I am very pleased that so many of you are loving them. There is a new product from QMS and it is the Epigen Depuff Pollution Shield Eye Serum. So it's, as you can imagine, an eye serum. And it's in their Epigen range, which is very much about protecting the skin from pollution and detoxing all of the nasties. I can't believe I just used that word. But detoxing the skin from all of the effects of pollution. They say it better than I do. The serum works at a cellular level to support the skin's natural defense against aggressors like pollution. It's full of hyaluronic acid, it's full of peptides, it's full of caffeine. It has a ceramic tip, which helps cool the eye area when you apply it. We love that. It is spenny. It is £85. It is not inexpensive, but the Epigen range that they have created is so well thought out and so well put together. And as one of our listeners pointed out when I interviewed Rowan from QMS, the science behind it is not stolen from bees because we didn't take it against their will. QMS worked with scientists to look at the science we could learn from bees. Feel free to go back and listen to my interview with Rowan because she will say it far better than I will. I just keep shouting, "You stole it from bees," and that really upset one of our listeners. I am very, very sorry. We didn't steal anything from bees. We politely watched on while they did their thing, and QMS just said, "We are inspired by you, Mr. Bee. Thank you." More importantly than stealing anything from bees, which you mustn't, you shouldn't steal anything from anyone, we have a QMS skincare kit to give away to one of our listeners, and it's worldwide. So if you go to our Instagram right now, go on, I'm waiting, go on, Full Coverage Pod at Instagram, you will see a picture that has QMS products on it. I want you to like it and I want you to leave a comment, and that's all you've got to do. We will pull a winner at random, and the date and all the information will be there on that post, and QMS will be sending you some goodies if you win. So who doesn't love that? Thank you, QMS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Moving on to today's main feature, as promised, it is my lovely, lovely chat with lovely, lovely Hannah Martin. She's such a sweetheart. She was so ill the day we did this. I remember she had a stinking cold. I felt so bad for her, but she was like, "I'm absolutely doing it. I'm not missing out." She didn't want to let us down. And honestly, one of the nicest people that I have met in the industry. We recorded this chat a couple of years ago, and I'm really pleased to say we've stayed in touch, and she's just been so lovely. Feel free to go back through the pod archives and listen to her podcast with Lisa Potter Dixon called Love and Lipstick. They're not making it anymore, but it was really wonderful. It's such a nice listen because they're just such good girls. And yeah, like, pumped for Hannah to be having all the success that she is. She deserves it. Can't think of anyone that deserves it more. Massive, massive love to her. So yeah, here it is, my chat with Hannah Martin from 10 Years Younger. Enjoy. This is very exciting.
I know. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for, well, technically, you're having me. We're in the Bobby Brown Pro Studio in Soho. It's very exciting.
It?
I do. I have already said I might not leave.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on doing it.
No, you could make a lovely little home.
But I'm staying here.
Yeah, like, we'll just like have a little sleepover in the corner. It's really nice. It's amazing.
And the team are divine.
Yeah.
Like, I actually am slightly in love with every single one of them. And this morning I was like, guys, 5 minutes, fix my face.
No, your face looks lovely, by the way.
Thanks, my friend.
Congrats. Yeah. Oh. Well done on your face.
As is yours. Crushing on
Thank
your hair.
You.
Big
Thank
time.
You.
It's stunning. I just saw my fairy godfather outside George Northwood and I was like, hey, take pity on me, a pregnant person. And he was like, yep, I need to fix your hair.
That's always nice to hear. You've got quite the trendy flip going on. It's
oh,
good.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's like casual, but like you try. I like it. It's very LA.
Casual is so me.
Yes.
Nice. When I try and do anything hair-wise, it ends up in a knotted, matted mess, Same. Which is why it's a good job I can at least do makeup.
That is nice. So speaking of which, how did you get started in makeup in the first place?
I am one of those kids who was a massive tomboy,
yep.
but had this slight obsession with makeup mm-hmm. and sparkly things, which was a real juxtaposition with actually everything I was into, but along with kind of the running, the gymnastics, the athletics, I also did dance.
Yeah.
And some of my earliest memories are being in Guildford School of Ballet.
Nice.
Getting ready for a show and being in kind of the hair and makeup room and just being so enamoured with the dust smell, the old mirrors, the lights, and this really ancient theatrical makeup. And I specifically remember my dance teacher being like, Hannah, who did your makeup? And I was like, well, me. And I must have been like 5, but I'd got like perfect blue eyeshadow and perfect red lipstick.
Aww.
And everyone...
Magical like, 80s dance.
Right, but yeah. People couldn't quite believe that I'd done this to my own face. And also, my mum was a makeup wearer. I mean, I would say she was the most beautiful woman in the world, but every morning I'd sit at her feet and watch her do her makeup, and I have her makeup chest in my makeup room. I have the little compact mirror she used to do her makeup in, and I'd watch her dot her really orange Vichy tinted moisturizer over her face and smush it in, and I just thought it made her look magical. So I suppose I've always had this kind of background love of it. As a teenager, I wanted to go into some kind of performing arts,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't well educated. No, that's not what I mean. I didn't know all the various branches that encapsulated all the things I loved. So, like, I wasn't clever, but I was really musical. Did a lot of acting and drama and stuff. So I applied to theatre school thinking that was my way into the industry. And stupidly applied to really kind of Royal Shakespeare Company-esque.
Nice.
Theatre schools.
Aim high.
Right.
And we're all about that.
Every single one of them turned around to me and they all said the same phrase, which is, you're quite commercial.
Oh!
Right. Like, ouch. So I had a bit of a panic, took a gap year, and in the gap year I had some careers guidance counselling. I also auditioned for Hollyoaks because, I mean, you can't get as commercial or more commercial. And they didn't want me either.
Excuse me. Hi, my name's Hannah. I'm very commercial.
Take me. So this careers guidance counsellor was like, your attributes would be really great for nursing.
Oh.
So obviously I did a nursing degree. Day one, I knew it was a huge error. But I was like, I've already failed once, right? So I can't fail again. But during my time at uni, I joined the Drama Society and ended up doing mainly makeup for the Drama Society. Realised I really hated what I was doing degree-wise. Had, you know, sobbed on my tutor's shoulder. And they were like, well, what do you want to do if you don't want to nurse? And I said, mitt snot bubble, I will just add, I want to go to London College of Fashion and study theatrical makeup. And verbalising it was the best thing I ever did. And I did the only thing that I knew I could do at the time to get into the industry, and that was get a job part-time in retail. I kind of downgraded my degree to a diploma, so I had more time to support the Drama Society. They'd asked me to be lead makeup artist for the third year. I did some assisting work with a makeup artist called Sasha in Oxford, and just fell in love with the industry. And I suppose I had that light bulb moment where I was like, oh, makeup could be a career, not just a hobby or this thing that I absolutely love. Like, and I, to this day, pinch myself that I get to do and play with, like, my favourite thing as a job. I'm, you know, I get the same kind of excitement I get when I look at diamonds, when I walk past jewellery shops. Yeah. I get that same flutter when New York send me a package of new makeup, or product development send a lab sample, or a new launch is on the shop floor. You know, I still get giddy with excitement.
That must, new product development, that must be terribly exciting.
It's so fascinating.
I can't even begin. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. I wouldn't be able to cope, because I also would approve everything. Let's do everything. Yeah. Let's do everything. They're all brilliant. How does that work? How does that come about?
Well, we have an incredible PD team based out of New York.
And this is at Bobbi Brown.
Cosmetics, yeah. And in my role as pro and artistry manager, yeah, when I get to go to global leadership meetings, product development is quite a key part of that. So we'll all get to contribute, myself, my boss, Shayna, here in the UK, and then people from the rest of the world, we all get to kind of share our thoughts on either what we have in our markets that's working, what we have in our markets that's not working, what we'd love to see in the future, and then play time with lab samples. And that's literally the most fun in the world.
That's so exciting. I am loving, this sounds like it's sponsored. It's not sponsored. I'm just hanging out here because they can't get rid of me. But I got some of the crushed lip colours this week. I've got, I'm wearing one now. I've been obsessed with it.
I want to say, is that Baby?
It is Baby. Yeah, good call.
It's my current favourite.
It's so good.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, I really like them. I love the Glossier and Colourpop did the blotted lips. Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be similar to that, but just a bit fancier. Yeah. But it's very different. They're lovely. Yeah. They just feel so nice.
And I think what's different is, yes, you're getting pigments, so you're getting colour, but you're not getting that feel or look of I'm dressing up in my grandmother's makeup.
Can't work it out. That's so good.
I think it's because it's a balm-based texture. But when you say balm-based, people assume it's going to be super sheer or really sticky, or and it's not. And I've already said that the first time I got my hands on a lab sample, Okay, forgive me, everyone at Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. I didn't understand initially the hype. I tried it on and I was like, oh, it looks good and it feels good. Great. But I wasn't like blown away by it. But that was kind of like 9:30 in the morning. I then had numerous meetings. I had my lunch. I had numerous coffees. I had more meetings. And come the end of the day, I think I tried a colour called Grenadine, which is quite pinky red. And by the end of the day, the colour was still there. And I was like, hang on a minute now, that's insane. Like, how has the pigment stayed on my lips all day? My lips haven't gone dry. They don't feel like, sometimes where you're wearing a matte pigment,
I get so stressed out with any new launches.
The texture of your lip is
really compromised. It's like, you know when your favourite band puts out a new album and you kind of have that minute where you're like... I don't want to listen to it because what if it's terrible and I hate it and then my life's over?
Yeah.
And I do the same thing with like big hype launches. I'm like, but what if it's bad and it's me?
Yeah. I remember feeling like that with Ed Sheeran's latest album. I was like, there's no way it's going to be as good as the last.
So you've been a makeup artist for a while now. Yes. One assumes the spring chicken that you are. This obviously all just happened yesterday that you applied for Hollyoaks.
Right. Gosh, I hate to think. Well, I've been married 11 and a half years now.
No way.
Yes.
Did you get married at 16? Did you run away to Gretna Green?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. Do you know what? I kind of wanted to, but I remember my mum, who was always really good at, because I've been with my husband since I was 15, she was very good at never being like, oh, you're a child, you don't know what you're talking about when you say you love him. She did just say to me, she was like, just promise me you won't elope.
Aww.
So I didn't.
So you didn't, that's very good of you.
I waited until I was 23. And yeah, so I've been with Bobby for a huge amount of my married life. In fact, we moved to London for both of our careers. Simon didn't have a job and I was desperate to crack the makeup industry. Little did I know how tough it was going to be. And I remember that first September of 2006, I assisted a photographer at a fashion week and I was utterly convinced that by the end of the week, I was going to have met my future boss, the person I was going to assist going forward, bloody blah, and, you know, 5 days of herring around London setting up a photographer's spot at the end of a runway and minimal chats backstage. I had made no contacts and no further leads.
But you were knackered.
Right. I was kind of high on life. I was like, shut up, I'm at London Fashion Week. This is ridiculous. I learned, though, on day one, as I rocked up in my favourite kind of sparkly, bright-coloured top, that was an error. Grey or black, sweetheart. So actually, I came to work at Bobbi Brown because I was poor.
Yeah.
Nice. And yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Right. And my husband was like, you know, for the love of God, please get a job. This is painful trying to survive in London on one graduate salary was rubbish. And I remember chatting to a friend of mine who was working at the Lyceum on The Lion King, and she was like, Han, suck it up, you know. Get a job in retail, work for a makeup brand, rinse their training, rinse their discount to build up your kit, be on PAYE for like a year, and then go do your thing. So Bobby Brown was a no-brainer, and like my first manager's still in the company, and I often remind her of, you know, the times I harassed her. I mean, nice. I called her every day, probably for 3 weeks, being like, hi, interview me. You're going to love me.
Just be easier for you to do this. Right. That's generally how I've got to anywhere in life.
Excellent.
Which is just keep harassing people in a very polite way.
I know,
until
right?
It's just easier for them to see you.
Yeah. I actually had no idea that I could carve out a career at Bobby Brown Cosmetics. I just saw it as a stopgap. But best decision I ever made.
So how have you seen the industry change? You've been in it for a while. Obviously, the last sort of 10 years have been a huge boom.
Yeah.
With blogging and vlogging and product development. Mm. So what would you say from an industry perspective and from a product perspective?
I'd say like newness is something that is both really exciting, but then for some brands slightly challenging. So, you know, 10 years ago, you might get a new brand a year, and even then there would be less hype, there would be it was just everything looked very different. And then suddenly, you know, with social media and influencers, you know, you look at Kylie Jenner, who's made herself the second richest Kardashian by selling matte lipstick.
Yeah.
You know, or Huda, who has, you know, built this wonderful reputation and name for herself with her, you know, genius and comedy YouTube videos, and now she has her own makeup line, and the volume that she sells, it's quite insane. So, I mean, as a makeup junkie, I love it. Like, I love experimenting. I love seeing what all these people are bringing out. I love experimenting with the textures. Like, who would have said 5 years ago that the makeup trend was going to be like Pete Burns lips? And
but even 2 years ago, we've talked about this, and like, it's crazy when Kylie first sort of presented herself with her new lips, you know, they wouldn't admit that it was filler, and like lied about it, and she said it was like the whole sucking on the shot glass thing, and it was, people were very dismissive and quite disparaging. And then within 12 months it went from being something that people were going, oh, isn't it terrible that they let that young girl get her lip injections, to it's the biggest thing now, and everyone's doing it, and no one bats an eyelid.
I know.
And I mean, I'm all for everyone, do whatever you want to do that makes you happy in yourself. But I think that's mind-blowing from just a consumer perspective.
Yeah.
That we went from 0 to 100
right.
In 12 months.
Right, and then the thought process that potentially in the next 12 months that won't be the desired aesthetic anymore. And, you know, gosh, I posted a throwback today. A friend of mine's moving house, and she found some photos from our girly Tenerife holiday, circa 98 or whatever it was. No, a bit later than that, 2000. And I was like, gosh, the only thing I could really be a bit embarrassed about is my fashion sense and my shimmery eyeshadow. Like, I fear for women of, and young women of now, that they're going to look back and they're going to regret things like cosmetic surgery, which they had to achieve, you know, an aesthetic of...
It's one thing to say it's a filler or something that wears off, but there are lasting effects to some of these things.
Right,
and you're
right.
Making these choices at like 18, 19.
I know. And then I meet girls who are like 25 and they're full of Botox. And I'm like, okay, so your face is full of Botox, your lips are full of filler, you've got fake boobs, and you've had your brows tattooed. Yeah. Like, you're beautiful. Like, stop it. If anyone deserves it, it's me.
I love looking at all that. And I just think it's so interesting to see how it's changed. But yeah, it scares me that we're doing permanent things to ourselves that right. Maybe without really thinking it through.
I know.
Because there's consequences to things.
Yeah.
There's no consequences to a nice false eyelash.
No, that's the thing.
Get
you
that
just
on you.
Rip it off.
Yeah.
Or if you forget, find it on your pillow in the morning.
Yeah, or in the style of me, find it attached to your clothes, think it's a spider and shit yourself. completely panic and have a meltdown when you walk into the bathroom and see the mirror.
Excellent. I know my son has often mistaken the odd stray lash for a big old spider.
I'm with them, me and your child, right there together.
But I do think that's one thing I love about, you know, makeup. Whether you're going for a Kardashian-esque look or a 80s Boy George, you know, fun look, whatever it is, the joy of makeup is you can simply wash it off.
Yep,
and start again. All over again, you know. Yeah. So there is so much scope for play and enjoyment. And something that really resonated with me years ago was actually hearing Sally Hughes speak. And she said that, and I think the question was something like, do you not think your industry is really fickle, or something similar? And her response, I've stolen, but I always credit her. I always credit Sal. She said, if I'm an advocate of a woman spending 5 minutes a day doing something that's solely for her, a bit of self-loving, and that makes her feel great, brilliant.
This has been so nice. Oh, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
My pleasure.
I'm going to let you get off and go about your day. You've got a job on this afternoon, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a shoot with Bryce Magazine.
Which will be part two of our chat next time I come back, because we must ask you all about your bridal work. And I know your hobby's obviously such a great brand for bridal, and you've done lots of exciting bridal work, so we should definitely talk about that next time.
I look forward to that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you.
We'll link to everything below so everyone can find you. Amazing. And come and say hello.
You know what it's time for. You know it is. And even though I'm stuffed up and I'm losing my voice, I'm going to sing for you because you mean something to me. You matter to me, you guys. You do. Actually, I know I sounded like I was taking the piss, but you really do. Thank you to everyone in our Facebook group, because I've had a really stressful couple of months with work and everything that's been going on. Just been really, really, really busy. And the Facebook group has helped keep me sane. So feel free to pop over to our Facebook group. Go to Full Coverage Podcast, top pinned post, Full Coverage Beauty Lovers group, and join us where you too can keep me sane and actually just discuss loveliness. And maybe you can sing along with me while I do this. Highlight of the week. Oh, my throat is in a bad way. So I'll keep this brief. This week, I am very, very excited to say my highlight of the week is the Maybelline Dream Radiant Liquid Hydrating Foundation. Holy moly, mother of Anderson Cooper. That's me, the cat, not like literal mother of Anderson Cooper, the journalist. That's Gloria Vanderbilt. The Maybelline New York Dream Radiant Liquid Foundation. It's so good. I can't believe it. I've had it on my shelf for a couple of, I want to say weeks, but like best part of a month. So I met with a PR from Maybelline a couple of months ago, and she was really lovely, and she's like, I brought you some stuff to play with. And I was like, oh, thanks. And I was playing with the Cheek Heat blushes, and I absolutely loved them. And there were a couple of foundations in the bag, but I was like, yeah, whatever, I'm not really into Maybelline foundations. They never really work for me. They're never the right color. Not super into it. And then I was like, stop being an arsehole and try these, because that actually looks really interesting. Guys, it's so good. It's so good. I am using at the minute, I've got a bunch of different shades actually, but I think the ones I've been mostly using are 02 and 10. So porcelain, ivory, and porcelain. I'm somewhere in between the two. So in an ideal world, I would mix the two. In a lazy world, I'll use the lighter one, because I do feel like it oxidizes a touch. And the 10 porcelain ivory will definitely be my shade in summer. I think I might be a little bit too pale for it now. It's so lovely. It is the prettiest finish. It gives a really lovely, diffused, natural look. It's not a million miles away from like a Lumina Silk or a La Mer Soft Fluid Foundation, which feels bonkers to say. But yeah, it's really, really gorgeous. And if it comes in a billion shades, that's not a literal number, but you get what I'm saying. So do feel free to check out your local Maybelline counter and maybe treat yourself to a bit of this, because it's really, really, really nice. I'm so impressed. Like a million years ago, I always used to use Dream Matte Mousse, and it was the only drugstore shade that foundation that I could get in my shade, and I absolutely adored it because it was all I had. And it did make me happy. I used to love sticking my finger in that pot. It was probably like literally a petri dish of filth, but it used to make me so happy, and it made me feel so fancy. What on earth was wrong with me? But Dream Radiant Liquid from Maybelline just makes me feel like I've got great skin, and that's really all I'm looking for. I'm wearing it today, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, Oh, it's nice. Oh, it is. You like, it's going to be dewy. It's going to be radiant finish. Clues in the name. You might want to powder the T-zone a little bit. And if you want it to last a little bit longer, maybe it doesn't last quite as long as some other foundations. Set the whole face with setting powder or a setting spray. But honestly, I haven't had any problems with it. I just really like it. Tons of compliments every time I wear it. Just as many as I have when I'm wearing super expensive foundation. So let that be a lesson to me. Let me take that bullet for you guys. I have been an idiot. And massive props to Maybelline and the Dream Radiant Liquid. Thank you for sending that to us to test. Hashtag not sponsored but gifted. Is it a gift? I can never work it out. If it's a gift, I feel like it should be wrapped up with a bow on it and they don't expect anything back from it. But they totally expected something back from it. They really wanted me to test it and say it was good. And in fairness, I am doing that. But we get sent loads of stuff that I do not say that about because I don't think it's good. And therefore, is that a gift? Look up your definitions of a gift. I've been waffling on and not making a lot of sense for a while. So what I'm going to do now is go. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Hannah. If you hadn't heard it, if you had heard it, I hope it was a fun refresher to you to go, oh, I remember this. What were you doing the first time you listened to it? I'm curious. Harry will be back next episode. Don't forget to pop over to our Instagram and enter that QMS giveaway because those products are really good, you guys, and I like giving away good things. So go do that. And obviously follow us on Instagram. Obviously join our Facebook group. We would love to have you. Thank you to all of our Patreons. We love, 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 love you. This week's Patreon episode, this month's Patreon exclusive episode to our Patreons at $5 and above will be and ask us anything. So you'll be able to ask me and Harry anything and we will answer your questions. So if you are a Patreon subscriber at $5 or above, ask us a question. I mean, you can ask the question at $2 and above. I just don't want to be unkind. You won't be able to listen to the episode. It's $2 just to chip in and say like, thanks you guys, you're doing a good job. $5 to get your exclusive episode every month. $12 if you want a mug. We love you very much. Without you, there is no podcast. And, you know, in general, without you guys, there is no podcast because if no one was listening to it, it would be a bit weird if I was sat talking into a microphone in my office. So I'm going to go away and just talk to the cats. Rather than myself / you. I don't know if that's going to be healthier because my Anderson does answer me back. I do appreciate it. But yeah, I'm going to go. Thank you so much, guys. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.